I essentially agree with Mr. Clegg on this point. My headquarters at 739 Warwick Avenue, it says, you know, competitive nation, national marketplace, and health insurance, less war. You know, save that money, build a strong America. It's the best thing we can do. And for a lot of the reasons Mr. Clegg says, we should lower our expectations in Afghanistan. Now, we just spent $60 billion. President Obama just signed a $60 billion funding bill on the Afghan war. $33 billion of it was for the Afghan war. $5 billion was for flood relief for Pakistan. And $13 billion was for Agent Orange victims. Right? Now, I got the other day they gave me a false in the Providence Journal. I said that it cost us three times to fight in Afghanistan than anywhere else, pretty much. It's landlocked. Yeah, I know for a fact from USA Today, the per soldier costs are doubling, right? That's just per soldier, bullets, food, things you can carry that don't weigh much. But it's landlocked. You can't just roll things up the highway like you can from Kuwait to Iraq. You have to fly things in for the most part. It's very expensive. PolitiFact says I overestimated it's only a third. It only costs us 66% more to fight there than anywhere else. Who knows? You know what? This $13 billion that we're spending for the Vietnam War, right? This year, we're spending $13 billion in an Afghanistan funding bill for bills from the Vietnam War. We've got to have less war. You know, we have got to have less war. We've got to bring that money home and put it to some good use. Maybe getting some nuclear power plants built. Maybe, you know, if we really want to, we're concerned about the environment and having energy that's cheap enough, you know, and clean enough to build energy, build a strong America. We need to bring that money home and start saving it.